Grief is the price we pay for love. Queen Elizabeth II.
Empowerment in education. Two powerful elements that will help you break free of convention and transform your passion for wellness to a level beyond the status quo. The Essential Oil Revolution, where you're given the tools to supersede an ordinary everyday lifestyle. Inspiring speakers, DIY recipes, healthy living tips, and more. You'll discover it all here. So tune in and get ready for a wellness revolution.
Welcome, welcome to the Essential Oil Revolution. I'm your host, Samantha Lee Wright. Thanks so much for joining us here on the world's number one essential oil podcast. If you are a hardcore essential oil addict, or you've never used them before in your life, and maybe you're just a little curious, you are in the right place. Today's episode is specifically about essential oils for grief and loss. So if you've ever lost a loved one or know someone who has, share this episode with them. It'll teach you all about how to use essential oils to navigate the grieving process and heal the emotional trauma associated with loss. Our guest today, Nikki Specht, has so much to offer us on this topic. But before we get to our interview, as always, allow me to share my favorite oil of the week. My favorite oil this week is a big shout out to Panaway Essential Oil. It's a blend from Young Living that only has four ingredients: wintergreen, heliochrysum, clove, and peppermint essential oil. And to me, it is just the go-to pain oil. I suggested that my soon-to-be brother-in-law used it on his trigger thumb. He is a professional drummer. Using his hands is very important for the work he does, and lately he's been really battling with a genetic disease called trigger thumb that really hurts a lot, and it's been very difficult for him. So as he has been awaiting further consultations with his doctor, possible surgery and whatnot, I suggested he put some Panaway on his thumb where it's been hurting, and he called later and said that it was like a miracle. It felt so much better. He was no longer in pain, and he was just oh so grateful to have that really simple solution. I've used Panaway in a similar way when my carpal tunnel acts up from just too much keyboard typing, and it's been extremely helpful. So if you want to try it out, just put some Panaway essential oil in a rollerball is my preferred method, because then you can just top it off with a carrier oil and roll it straight on. If you don't have that, just mix yourself up a little cup with some coconut oil or some jojoba oil, add a few drops of Panaway, and slather it on. And now let's pull a recipe out of our DIY dugout. Congratulations to Deb Edwards in Annadale, Minnesota, for being our winner of our monthly DIY dugout giveaway. Deb, you have just won a free bottle of orange essential oil and our ebook chock full of our favorite essential oil recipes for your submission of the recipe, A Joyful Rub. To make Deb's Joyful Rub recipe, you'll need 2 tablespoons of beeswax, 1/4 cup coconut oil, 1/4 cup olive oil, 50 drops orange essential oil, 40 drops stress away, and 30 drops joy essential oil. To make this, you'll need a double boiler. Melt the beeswax over the double boiler, stirring occasionally, then add coconut oil and stir as it melts. Then add the olive oil and stir until mixed well. Cool that for about 5 minutes. It shouldn't be hardening yet. And then add your oils. Rub a bit over your heart. Stir that up and pour it into your containers. She says she used 1 ounce tins and it made about 8 tins. It should set in under 20 minutes. And then you just rub a bit over your heart, on your wrist, your neck, your temples, or anywhere your heart tells you. Deb says, sometimes you just need a little more joy in your life. This rub helps to recall loving times, relieve stress, enjoy life, and smell great. Deb, thanks again for your recipe. It sounds amazing. And congratulations again for being our winner. Don't forget to submit your recipes to our DIY dugout so that you can get entered to win our monthly giveaways. Just email us at DIY@revolutionoilspodcast.com.
Hello, dear friends. As an essential oil user, I know that you have probably come to not only appreciate, but to actually expect the powerful shift in emotions that you can get instantaneously when smelling your essential oils. When someone's dealing with the complex emotion of grief, life can get pretty heavy. Although emotions and essential oils can both be good allies, sometimes more is needed. I want to introduce you to a new podcast called A Place of Yes that is now available wherever you listen to podcasts. The host of the show is Heather Strother. Heather actually had a severe loss when she lost her 4-year-old son, Jack, suddenly to medical complications. 13 years later, now Heather is sharing the only way that she could move forward from the loss. This was by channeling her grief for the good and finding a place of yes. Now, her and her husband have created a nonprofit organization called Jack's Help from Heaven. Since then, they've helped hundreds of families with medically fragile children raise more than $1 million to help them to purchase with items that are not just medically necessary, but also convenient. Their goal is to improve the quality of life, and it offers you an opportunity to learn strategies to cope with grief and how to truly be there for someone that you love that is grieving. Now, sometimes the guests aren't just talking about the loss of a child, but the loss of a life they thought that they were going to live. And I know that we can all relate to that. Please listen to A Place of Yes now wherever you listen to podcasts. And also visit our sponsor at jackshelpfromheaven.org/news/podcast and learn about Heather and Brian's incredible nonprofit organization.
Hello, dear friends. In today's world, it's hard to maintain balance in any area of life. This includes in regard to our hormones. Let's face it, stress impacts everyone, and this affects our hormones. Compound stress on top of an already fluctuating cycle, and not so happy symptoms can result. Thankfully, we have essential oils to tame our mind and body, but a lot of times, many women need something more to keep their hormones at a healthy level. And that something more is where Happy Mammoth comes in. And right now, they are generously offering you 15% off your first order when you visit happymammoth.com and use promo code REVOLUTION. Happy Mammoth is a forward-thinking, all-natural wellness brand. They are obsessed with empowering people with quality natural health solutions aimed at promoting total body health and vitality. I love their comprehensive formula, Hormone Harmony, which contains herbal extracts that help to support hormonal levels, stress, mood, resiliency, and blood sugar. In fact, it contains adaptogenic herbs that help the body adapt to any kind of stressors. This can help to keep hormones in much better balance. Due to its synergy, Hormone Harmony formulation can be used for women in perimenopause, menopause, and any female with symptoms of hormone imbalances. What I love as a naturopathic and functional medicine doctor is that their products are third-party tested for quality and purity, free of heavy metals, and free from artificial fillers. For all these reasons, I am confident recommending Happy Mammoth to my clients and grateful to be supplied with my own bottle for a happier mood and less bloated belly during that time of the month. I am so pleased to have a company that stands behind women's health and optimizing wellness through science and education. So please support Happy Mammoth and the show. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with promo code REVOLUTION at checkout. That's Happy MAMMOTH.com and use promo code REVOLUTION for 15% off your first order.
I'm here with Nikki Specht, who is a wife and mom to two little ones. She has a master's degree in counseling and works as a counselor at a high school in Philadelphia. She's also a certified facilitator for children's grief groups and volunteers at a children's grief center. Nikki, welcome to the show. I'm so glad that you're here with us today. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. I'm so excited to be here. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Yeah. And, you know, I'm really excited to dive into this topic. It's, I think, one that is so needed for everyone. I mean, that's part of being human, right? Is experiencing death as well. And with that, grief. And we kind of live in this culture, I think, at least in America, that doesn't really handle grief that well, usually. Yep. We're not really taught how to handle it. We we have kind of strange ceremonies, in my opinion, around death. So, you know, it's just something that I'm excited to explore with you. And you've been navigating your own grief journey for about 8 years now. Is that correct?
Yes. Yep.
Yeah. Tell us more about that.
Yeah. So I couldn't agree with you more that our country handles death in kind of a weird way, which is what drew me to learn more about grief after I had experienced it. So just to kind of to put it out there and connect with others who were grieving, because it is lonely. It feels lonely. So about 8 years ago, as you said, that's when my journey with grief started. It was actually just 8 years this past April. And that was when my sister died. So she was my big sister. She was my only sibling. We were only a year and a half apart. So our lives were incredibly intertwined for our whole life. You know, we were one grade apart in school. We were on the same sports teams. We had the same friends. My friends were her bridesmaids. You know, we were, as a twin, I'm sure you can totally relate to that.
Yeah. Yeah. And our older sister is only a year and a half older.
Wow.
So yeah, the three of us are very, very close.
Yeah, you would be when your age gap is that small, everything is together. Everything is the same, you know? So that was our whole lives, you know, it was me and her through life, you know, through our parents' divorce, our grandparents' deaths, you know, just ups and downs of life, college acceptances, the good and the bad. It was me and her. And then one day she was gone and that was it, you know, and it obviously changed, you know, the trajectory of my entire life, basically, after that. You know, my career changed, the way I talk to people, the way I treat people, the way I treat myself, kind of all, I can pinpoint it all to shifting on that day in April in 2013.
You started your blog right soon after that, is that correct?
Yeah, I started writing a lot. I was nervous to make it into a blog because I thought that would make it, I don't know, public or something. So I started writing. Well, I'd always written. I'd always enjoyed writing. And I had used it just for fun for most of my life. But then after she died, I found myself, it really became a coping skill, a coping tool, I guess, if you will. And I would find myself just sitting wherever I was and writing in my phone. Mostly I have like emails, random emails to myself, random notes, random Google Docs, whatever I pulled up, and just started writing whatever was in my mind at the time, because there was so many crazy thoughts going through my mind all the time, and also memories of her that I was afraid to forget someday. So I wrote everything down, and then eventually it became a blog that I've been writing on, and it's really been a kind of a way of healing, which has been really helpful.
That's an interesting shift from the sort of private experience to the public experience. And that's, I think that is one aspect. We were talking about the culture before, where grief in our culture tends to be forced into a very private space. And that, I think that works for some people, but I would think that for most people, it's actually harder to keep it to yourself, to only have, you know, just a few people that you're depending on, as opposed to, at least the way I process big emotions is I tend to just like tell everyone. Yeah. Like, I'll meet you in the grocery store and be like, oh, well, let me tell you about this thing that just happened. I might take it too far. But, you know, it's interesting that shift from private to public was kind of part of your grieving process, and that seemed to help you.
Yeah. It really did, because I would post. It started with just me posting random things like on my Facebook or, you know, on my Instagram. I would post a picture of my sister with a long caption I had written or something. And I got a really good response from people who would reach out and would message me or would comment and say, hey, I haven't lost my sister, but I've been through this or whatever. And that really resonated with me. And thank you for putting that into words, or so many different things like that. And so I kind of realized there was a place for it to be public, and it helped me connect with people, and hopefully it helped, you know, it helped me start to my healing process, and I'm hopeful it helped other people too, and that was kind of the point.
Yeah, it seemed like it did, for sure. So then how did essential oils come into the picture for you as you were managing these emotions that come with grief?
Yeah, so I had started using – so she died 8 years ago. I didn't use oils until about 5 years ago. So I was kind of navigating it on my own before then, and then I got into oils – Just through like a coworker, just used them for sleep and fun things. Had too much to drink one night. That was really helpful. The peppermint for my head. Like, I found little things like that were helpful. And then it wasn't for a few months that I realized how helpful they can be emotionally. So I just started kind of navigating that. I started researching. I'm in quite a few like Facebook groups for oils, and, you know, like your podcast. I started listening to podcasts and finding ways to use them with emotions, not just for myself, but for my family, for my students even. I wanted to know, you know, what should I be diffusing in my office to help my kids? And so I just really started experimenting with them. And it was kind of an ever-changing process all along. So I would find ones, because grief isn't, it sounds like one emotion, but it's not, right? It's
yeah, that's a very good point.
Yeah, it's so complicated and so deep. So it could be guilt, it could be anger, sadness, jealousy, even happiness at times, you know, remembering funny things that happened. And it's very confusing in a lot of ways. And it can be all those emotions at the same time or any given minute of the day, you know, for any different person. So I wanted to find oils that helped with kind of all those different things. So I started finding ones that helped with guilt, with extreme anger, sadness, you know, things like that. I definitely needed some to keep in my bag for when I was out and about and I might have gotten triggered by something, you know, and felt like I was going to kind of burst into tears in the middle of the day when you can't really do that. So I just started using them to try to find ways to cope with all those different pieces, all those different things.
Do you remember which oil in particular you went to for guilt?
For guilt, Release has been my big one. Release has been a big one for me. I didn't even know it existed until a little bit later. One of my friends had told me about it and had told me to put it over my liver because I guess, you know, that's the part of the body where some of those negative emotions like guilt and anger are processed. So put it over your liver. Or I also actually like to put it on my hands and just rub it into my neck and my shoulders and just like literally release the tension because that's where, you know, most of us hold our tension and our anger and things like that. So that's, you know, that's a blend of like ylang ylang, geranium, sandalwood. So very, very calming oils, but also some uplifting citrus oils in there, grapefruit, tangerine. So it really helps to release that negative energy and promotes harmony, which I think is kind of the opposite of guilt. There's not really an opposite of guilt, but if there is, I guess it would be harmony. And so that's a go-to for, still is, 5 years later, definitely one of my go-tos for that.
What is it about essential oils, do you think, that make them such a helpful tool for grief or other big emotions?
Yeah, I think there's two big reasons for that. The first one is they work so quickly and so effectively on our emotions. You know, I'll still find myself in a situation where someone might ask, you know, hey, do you have any siblings? Or something just comes up and it really throws me off. And I'll kind of get shaky, I'll get panicky. And then all I have to do is grab whatever oil, harmony, lavender, frankincense, whatever I have in my bag and just inhale it for a minute, you know, and it really, really can refocus and reset instantaneously, you know. And so it's really fascinating because it goes through, I know this has been talked about on your podcast before, but for anybody who doesn't know, when you inhale an oil, it's the strongest sense that we have that is linked with our emotions and linked with our memory. So if you think like, you know, smelling your grandma's cooking or the smell of the holidays or an old friend's perfume or old boyfriend's cologne or something, it triggers a really distinct feeling, distinct memory and emotion. And that's kind of what the oils do. They can kind of get into your, through your olfactory nerves and into your amygdala of your brain where the emotional center is and instantaneously can switch on and off those feelings you're having. So they're very quick and very effective at calming you down, which I think is in some situations like, you know, like a grief emergency, you need that and it's so helpful. And I think the other reason is they're really low risk, right? And high reward. As far as coping skills. So when you've had the worst thing that's ever happened to you happen, you don't know what to do. You don't know how to make yourself feel better. You've never had to do that. You've had to navigate those feelings before, you know? So it's really hard to know how to handle that. So some people turn to coping skills that are not super helpful, you know, drinking too much, not getting out of bed for days on end. I mean, it's okay. Once in a while, that's okay, but you don't want to do that for too long. And so the oils are very easy. They're very safe. You know, they don't have, there's no risk, you know, so you can use them. And it's such an easy way to kind of start to navigate out of that sadness and guilt and whatever else you're feeling. And you can share it with others too, you know. So my mom has multiple oil shelves. My granny, my dad have diffusers. My niece, my sister had a daughter who was 4. She's 12 now. So she uses oils. She doesn't always listen to me when I try to tell her what to use, but for the most part, she'll...
What 12-year-old would, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, so, but I try. I know some things get through. But she'll send me videos of her diffusing things. And so it's really, it's a great tool to share with others too, when, you know, because you're usually not the only one grieving. You're usually not the only one feeling that way. So to help others, it just kind of everybody wins then, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I like how you said earlier that you would just grab whatever's in your purse, lavender, frankincense, or whatnot. And obviously, there's no one right oil for you to use during grief. But I would love to hear just some more examples or different oils that you particularly gravitate towards in the work that you're doing now and or that were helpful for you during that time.
Yeah, definitely. Like I said, release definitely is the one I go to when I'm feeling really kind of guilt-ridden. Harmony, I mentioned, I think that's one that I keep in my bag at all times. I think I said it's kind of the opposite of guilt, right? So that's a good one when you're feeling unbalanced or angry. Frankincense definitely is huge. That was actually the first oil that I was really drawn to was frankincense that I really – that was the one I needed to carry with me all the time. It's incredibly grounding. It has kind of those calming and protective properties, so just to make you feel safe when you maybe don't feel safe or the world feels crazy, that is really helpful. So definitely frankincense is huge, and that's another one I like to kind of rub, you know, put in my hands and rub right on my shoulders. That along with release, joy is a really good. That's another blend through Young Living. So joy is a mix of oils like bergamot, ylang ylang, geranium, rose. So, you know, those really floral oils, which to be honest, I don't actually usually love the floral ones as much. I gravitate towards citrus, but joy has kind of a different twist. And it's just so incredibly uplifting. So that's one that I'll keep in my bathroom. I put it over my heart every morning. And that's a great one for people if you just need to kind of be reminded of the joy in life, you know, the good things. Valor definitely is another one. Valor, I have it diffusing right now. I often have that one diffusing. That's one when somebody comes to me and says like, hey, I've just gone through this. What can I use? Valor is often the first one I'll tell people because it is, again, very protective. And I think the key with Valor, it has that blend of like black spruce, blue tansy, frankincense. So that one promotes courage, which I think when you're facing, you know, again, the worst situation probably that you've ever been through, you need a lot of courage sometimes to even get out of bed in the morning and kind of face the day. And so sometimes Valor, just taking a second and putting that on your hands and smelling it, gives you that little, that extra courage, that extra, you know, self-confidence that you need after you've lost your person to kind of, you know, get up and face the day again.
Yeah. There's also something so universally lovely about Valor as well. Like I don't, out of all the essential oils, I think Valor is one that I've never, ever, ever found anyone who didn't like the smell of it, you know?
100% agree.
Love it, you know, other, like joy is kind of like hit or miss for people. Even frankincense, I mean, it's my favorite oil, but a lot of some people, it's a little too earthy for them. But Valor, I mean, everyone, boys, girls, adults, kids, love them.
Yes, it's absolutely the universal oil for sure. Yes, I couldn't agree more. And I think partly because it does, I mean, it does smell amazing, but it's also, again, that instant effect. I mean, you feel it right away. It's really, it's so fascinating.
So you do a lot of work with children in particular as well. I'd love to hear more about that. Are there any ways that working with children who are going through a grief process really different than adults, do you think?
It's different in some ways and not different in others. I think people try to put on, you know, their kid gloves when dealing with kids and grief. And I have learned that's not really the best way to do it. We want to be honest with them, as honest as is appropriate at their age. Of course, there's certain limits. But I got involved with children in grief because my niece was 4 at the time, and I really wanted to know how to help her because I knew her life was obviously going to be changed forever, and wanted to know the best way to help her. And what I learned was kids are far smarter than sometimes we realize, or I think we know they're smart, but I think it escapes us how much they're understanding, how much they're listening. So it's important to be honest with them, you know, and use words that are real, you know, not mommy went to sleep or mommy went away. You say, you know, mommy died, she died. And it's hard to say those words. It's so hard. It's awful, but it's so important to let them know not only the reality of what's happening, but that you are going to be honest with them. That's the biggest thing. They need to know, especially in a time of turmoil, when their life has changed, they need to know you're going to be honest with them and you're somebody that they can turn to and trust. And that's the biggest thing. So honesty, straightforwardness, and it's okay to cry in front of them. It's okay to, you don't need to be strong in front of your kids. It's okay to say, I'm really sad too. You know, I would say to my niece, I would cry and say, I'm really sad too that your mommy died. And I think they need that too. They need to know that we're all human and it's okay to cry and it's okay to be heartbroken a little bit because something bad happened. And that's a safe place for them to feel those things.
One of the kind of strange things about death in general too is that knee-jerk reaction of trying to hide it in front of kids or loved ones, but just, you know, imagining being a child at a funeral or around loved ones and how crushed they must feel and how sad they must feel. And then if they're looking around and people are smiling and are hiding or just blank emotions, I mean, they must feel – that would be so confusing.
Yeah.
I would think to be like, well, why am I so sad? Maybe yes. I shouldn't. Maybe I shouldn't be sad. And it's – no, it's – you should. I mean, this is why we have emotions. All the emotions, they come into play and they have their reasons, and it's healthy to release those emotions.
That's healthy. Exactly. That's exactly what it is. You can't begin to process the emotions until you've felt them and acknowledged them. And so that's such an important step in it. It's absolutely the healthiest way to do it. Absolutely.
Now, as far as using essential oils for grief, I imagine there's really no right or wrong way to do it. But, you know, would you in general recommend diffusing or topical or internal use one over the other, or any guidelines, last guidelines that you want to give someone who's going through that process?
Yeah. For me, for grief specifically, because it is so emotional, for me, diffusing is the best way because it is, again, the quickest way to really get the emotional benefits of the oils. Obviously, topical use is great in a lot of different ways as well, and internal. But I feel like when you want to get those really strong emotions, diffusing, or I guess this would technically be topical, but when I'll put a drop right on my hand and rub my hands together and just inhale it, just smell it right out of my hands. I think as long as you can kind of get the scent, you know, up into your brain to start processing those emotions, that's the best way. And certainly using them anyway is going to be beneficial. But if you're looking for that quick and, you know, strong emotional shift, then diffusing and kind of just inhale. Or, I mean, I just inhale it right out of the bottle. Sometimes I'll just take the lid off and sit there and smell the oil out of the bottle. But that's my favorite way to use them for this particular topic. Yeah.
Okay. Now, besides essential oils, I'd be curious to hear what other kinds of tips or things that you found helpful in the process that you were going through.
So I really believe, and I didn't necessarily before she died, but I came to believe that you can't really feel good mentally until you feel good physically. I don't see how you could, you know, begin to conquer these really, really tough emotions, this really tough stuff, if you're also exhausted. Well, which you will be, but if you already were to begin with, you know, if you're already not feeling well and you're already sluggish and brain foggy. So it really opened my eyes to wanting to take better care of myself. So I really made a lot of changes in my life over the years. This wasn't quick. This was several years. But I started eating a lot healthier, you know, drinking more water. I don't really work out, but being conscious of just movement in general, being active and things like that. And then that really led to being conscious of like what I put in my body, what I put on my body, you know, things like that, staying away from things that just don't make you feel good. And that's kind of what led to the oils too, oils and other natural products. So I just feel like your body is already using kind of all your energy just to function, just to feel good, you know, when you're going through those hard times. So kind of giving yourself a baseline of health and wellness already is giving you the best shot feeling good when life is hard. So that's definitely one huge thing that helped me. And then I think also along with that is taking care of yourself. Like I would start taking supplements like Young Living makes something called Super B, which is a B vitamin complex, which is really crucial in creating dopamine and serotonin in your brain. So that's super important for mental health. I'll drink Ningxia in the morning, which gives me, you know, gives you energy. And again, kind of like some immune support, some mood support. So those things, just giving yourself a baseline of good health.
It's an interesting way you can honor the ones that you've lost as well. Oftentimes if I'm struggling to take care of myself or do the things that I know are good for me, sometimes I think about my grandmother and I'm like, you know, she cared so much about me. Like sometimes I think she loved me more than I loved myself. Aww. And you know, just like holding space for her, you know, even though she's gone, and imagining her sometimes, I think, you know what, she'd be so proud of me if I was taking care of myself and doing, you know, she would want me to do this for myself. And I think that could be just an interesting and motivating way to also honor the ones that we've lost. You know, they are no longer living, but we are, and they would want us to take great care of ourselves and live life to the fullest.
Absolutely. That's huge. I'm so glad you said that, because that's a huge, I think about that with my sister a lot too. I mean, she died so young. She was 26. So it's hopefully, I mean, knock on wood, hopefully I'll live, you know, a very long life. And so, yeah, I want to take care of that and honor that exactly like you said. Because they're not here to do it, but we are still. So, you know, we have the opportunity to do that and to kind of carry that on in their memory. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, Nikki, this has been absolutely wonderful. And you've given us so many great tips and mentioned all of my favorite oils today as well.
Yep.
But before you go, we always love to ask our guests these closing questions. And the first is just, what's one or maybe two things you try to do every day to stay healthy?
Yeah. Well, right now in this particular, I have a 6 week old and a 3 year old. So in this particular time in my life right now, I just try to put on, you know, not pajama pants and put a little makeup on, even if we're not leaving the house, just to feel normal and try to get outside a little bit. But that's actually kind of appropriate even when you're grieving too. You feel like you just, sometimes you just need to put a pair of jeans on and brush your teeth and put some mascara on and just walk outside for a minute. Even if you don't see anyone or talk to anyone, that's okay. But just find some semblance of normalcy. And that is, it shifts your mood, I think, so dramatically.
Yeah. One thing I've been loving lately is my blazer. I bought myself a work blazer, a really chic one, and I love it. And now I can wear jeans and a t-shirt because I'm too lazy to pick out like a matching, something more stylish. But then I just throw a blazer on top and like, boom, I feel like $1 million.
That's so true. That's such a key wardrobe piece.
Yeah, it really is. And I never owned one before. And now I'm just like, everyone needs a blazer. It makes you feel so like powerful when you wear it, even if you have like a messy bun and just ripped up jeans and a t-shirt on.
I'm so glad you're telling me this. Now I feel like I'm going to go get a blazer, actually, because that's
we'll
a great point.
All in the blazer bosom buddies together.
Yeah, yeah. I love that. I will probably do that now.
And finally, what's just one thing we should all ditch completely and replace with something healthier today?
So many things, right? Of course. But in sticking with our theme today, I have to say the toxic emotions, especially guilt. You can't carry it with you. You have to, you know, replace it with self-love, acceptance. Everybody who's grieving someone has some kind of guilt. Yeah, I just know you do. That's just part of it. Or honestly, even if you're not grieving, right? When mom guilt is like the worst, sure. Right? Like we can all relate to that. So, you know, we're all just doing the best we can every day. So you don't need to feel guilty. And my husband really brought this to my attention, that I just had so much guilt after my sister died because of just kind of these little things. I remember the one text that I didn't answer like weeks before she died, and that has haunted me forever. I remember like an argument we got in, again, weeks before, you know, these weren't even related, but it's just the things that stick out that I was having such a hard time with. And my husband kind of pointed out to me how much that was really weighing me down and really just causing so much, again, like toxic emotion, so much pain. And so I started to just find ways to just let it go. I wouldn't talk about these things. I wouldn't acknowledge them. And then when I started talking about them and telling my husband, like, hey, this is what I'm thinking about right now. It's really haunting me. You know, what do I do? And he really convinced me, you know, listen, you were doing the best you could with the information you had at the time. You didn't answer that text, but I think she still knew you loved her. That's okay. That's one thing in 24 years. I think it's okay. And so that plus, you know, I would diffuse release overnight. And as crazy as this sounds, I would wake up like sweating the nights that I diffused release. And so something was being released. I don't know. And so those things have really helped to kind of let go of those little things that I was really holding on to with a lot of guilt. That was really hard. And just the guilt in general of being alive, being happy, you know, having a family, and she's not here to do or enjoy those things. And right. So it's been a process, but that talking to him about it, being open about it, and then diffusing and being conscious of those things has been really, really helpful.
Yeah. I think talking, I just can't emphasize that enough, how important that is, I think, in any grieving process. So it's great that you had your husband, you were able to talk about these things with, and he was able to help you process that. And so, you know, make sure if you are going through a grieving process, talk about it with someone, with your friends, with your family. And, you know, if you don't have that person in your life that you can open up to, or that's a good listener, you know, you want someone that's a good listener to talk to you about these things, then find yourself a grief counselor. They exist. They are there for you. They care about you. And it's such an important process. They're not sponsoring the show currently, I think, but for a while, BetterHelp was sponsoring the podcast. And so that is a really great service for people who don't have quick access to someone in person, or, you know, sometimes it can just take a while to get in with a counselor, but with BetterHelp, you can do it in like 30 minutes. So it's like boom, boom, and you're matched with the counselor and you can meet with them online. It's like very quick. So I'm really glad that those kind of services exist for people who might need to talk to someone like very, you know, soon, and they need to let go and process those emotions.
Yeah, I saw a grief counselor as well shortly after she died, and it was life-changing. It truly was. So that's a great bit of advice, definitely.
Yeah. And you do grief counseling, but it's just group counseling for children?
Yeah. So it's at a children's, like a youth, well, it's a grief center for everyone, but there's a youth group, and they have like a summer camp and then they meet weekly. So I was a group facilitator there, nice. Which is also really life-changing to see the little kids. I'm like, well, geez, if they're handling this better than I am. So really, I've gotten a lot of inspiration from those children. It's really neat.
Oh, what a great experience. Mm-hmm. Well, Nikki, this has been wonderful. And for those that wanted to connect with you or be more a part of your world, what's the best place for them to go?
Yeah, so I'm pretty active on Instagram. So definitely my handle is NikkiJean_S. So NikkiJean and then _S. So I'm definitely would love to connect with you on there. Send me a message if this has resonated with you at all. I love to talk to people about grief, weird as that might sound. But I do. I love to connect on it because it is kind of a lonely process. Or you can check out my blog, which is nikkispecht.blog.squarespace.com. And Nikki Specht is NikkiSpecht. So I'm actually in between platforms right now. So I'm kind of transferring all the content over to that one. So, but that should be up and running, you know, soon. So
good. Oh, good luck with that process. Well, we'll put a link to your blog and your Instagram, of course, down in the show notes below. Make it really easy for everyone to find you. But thank you so much for being with us here today, Nikki, on the Essential Oil Revolution. We appreciate it.
Yeah, this has been awesome. Thank you so much for everything.
The Essential Oil Revolution is created by me, Samantha Lee Wright. You can connect with me on Instagram at Sam Lee Wright or on Facebook at Essential Oil Revolution Podcast. Our website is revolutionoilspodcast.com. And over there, you can find a link to our sponsors, shop our most popular items, and find more detailed show notes for every episode. On there, you can also submit up to 5 recipes a year into our DIY dugout, which makes you automatically enter to win our monthly giveaways. Simply email us your name, your original essential oil recipe, and where you're from or your website to DIY@revolutionoilspodcast.com. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button before you go and share this episode with someone who you know needs to hear it. Thanks for being a part of the Essential Oil Revolution. We'll catch you here next week. In the meantime, keep on learning, keep on discovering, and most importantly, keep on treating yourself well. You are worth it.